Viewer discretion is advised. The D-Team.
Everybody, welcome back to the D Team podcast. I'm sure everybody is really eager to weigh in the new episode. The dozens and dozens of fans we got. Look in the eyes of a We're just gonna jump right into it. We're gonna talk about G.I. Joe and the ongoing events of what's going on with G.I. Joe. This is pretty dead right now with them. What is it? Battleground?
Well, Battleground's where everything is going on in the G.I. Joe universe right now because we don't collect Creo. We don't collect the 12-inch figures. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know...
They're going really heavy right now with the 12-inchers?
The 12-inchers are kind of going heavy, but you're looking more at the Creos, which are like those Lego figures, and I'm not big into those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not big into that.
Oh, man, I saw those at the counter at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we walked in, I saw them at the counter. They come in a little bag.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I gotta ask Justin what this is, because I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. If it's not the 3 3/4, I'm not into it. Or if it's not the card or the comic books or the movies or the cartoon.
I don't think anybody really has.
Actually, it's become huge.
Really? So, like the Vinylmation?
Kind of like Disney Vinylmation, yes.
Loosh.
But no, I'm not into that stuff. So right now, I mean, figures, you got Wave 4 coming out, but it's really nothing that I'm going to write home about. I mean, a couple troops that I wouldn't mind having, but at the same respect, it's kind of like, I'm good. But I mean, G.I. Joe Battleground is where every Joe fan right now is, I would say, if you're even a partial fan, but you like video games, because that's the big deal. It's only on your phones and tablets and so on and so forth, which makes it portable, so you don't have to play it on your PlayStation or Xbox or Wii or whatever. Mm-hmm. We went into it a little bit last week.
Last episode.
I can't remember when was the last one we did.
It was
a couple weeks ago.
It was like two weeks ago.
We
did it in September. What did it finally do? It finally hit the site September 8th.
So that's...
Actually, it was 2 years to the date from our last episode.
That's about 3 weeks ago. Well, anyway, they just added some new characters that were really cool. They just finished off having Globulus as the main villain.
Oh.
Which was really cool because you either had him in the pod or you had him with the snake, which was kind of cool when you fought.
Spoiler.
But that event's over. Mm-hmm. But you could have bought him and whatnot or beat him.
How do you
and
buy him? Points or
there's
you have to pay.
Well, Moby Coins is what they use, which is I'm guessing is a company that subsidiaries to other companies, because most of those games that are similar to the G.I. Joe Battleground all are Moby Coins. You know, there's a Marvel game, there's a Transformers game, stuff like that. So you can buy characters and stuff like that, but you can also gain characters by hitting them with a flash grenade or something of that nature, of actually doing that, or as you get to certain levels, you get coins and whatnot to get basically free characters. But back to where I was, we got Cobra Law still hanging out there, so Globulus is over with, but now Nemesis Enforcer is jumping in for the player versus player battles, so you can eventually gain his character as well as a new version of Major Blood, which is really cool. And now all of a sudden they've started to bring in flag points. I'm not sure how they work yet. I haven't fully read up on it.
Flag points, they give them the battle points?
Yes. Like the old flag points and battle points that we used to get on the back of the cards, yes. I'm not sure if you're supposed to buy them or you gain them. I'm not really sure how it works yet because it's a brand new thing. They're adding new things to it all the time. So if you haven't played it yet, play it, because it's a lot of fun in my opinion if you're a Joe fan. You got all the characters you like, even the ones that most people don't like with with Cobra Law, but it works out.
Hey, I was a fan of Cobra Law. Nemesis Enforcer was...
Yeah, Nemesis Enforcer is my dude.
Nemesis Enforcer was disgusting. That dude was just too much for his own good.
Yeah.
That was a good character.
Yeah, it's too bad he only lasted through through the one cartoon and then a couple comic books, and that was about it. I mean, we did get him in the 25th line as a figure, but...
I mean, it's bound to happen. A good figure from the movie... I mean, a good character from the movie can only last for so long in their view. Because he's from a different world. You can't have a... You know, one of those guys running around the whole time.
That's true.
In my opinion. I mean, that's just how I think of it.
Well, how could you have a giant purple bat flying around?
Exactly. You can only live for so long. You kind of got to take him out at some point to get back to reality.
That's Sergeant Slaughter for you would do it, though.
Yeah, so it's, you know...
Well, as in a different world right now, we're going to move on to... G.I. Joe 3 rumors and news. There's no real rumors this week that I've heard of, but there is.
Thanks for that report.
New news.
New news going on. So everybody knows.
No, we've got a new writer on the project. Evan Daugherty. I don't know how to say his name yet. He wrote Snow White and the Huntsman, and he also was brought in.
I never got to see that.
I heard it was excellent, but I
didn't
see
it. Yeah, I heard it was really good, but I never got to see it.
Well. It's going up your alley, and the next thing he actually was brought in to write, which is a reboot of TMNT.
Oh, no.
So,
that's not good.
Well, we'll see what happens, because they had to emergency... They basically brought him in an emergency to do that. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. There's no official releases on anything else on that. I mean, no real names other than what we've already known. You know, Ray Park and The Rock and...
Yeah, the Joe world is still not sizzling at the moment.
Unfortunately not, and I mean, figure subscription service should be starting this month, but that's
about it. What, actually sending out?
Yeah, they're starting to send out end of this month, beginning of next month, from what I understand, but there hasn't really been any sightings yet, from what I understand, since I missed the boat again.
Again. That sucks. Again.
Well, on to the next world. We want to go wrestling or we want to go Disney?
Let's go Disney.
Don't we always go Disney? We always end with wrestling. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, coming up, actually what already started at the end of this month is the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
And the Food and Wine Festival started today.
That is true. That is true. Which one do you want to talk about? Since you jumped that in there.
It doesn't even matter. I'm just excited about the Food and Wine Festival this year. I mean, I'm always excited for Food and Wine Festival. I'll be over there in about a week, so can't wait to munch out. Ride Summit Plummet, leave, then go to Food and Wine Festival.
That always works.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to Food and Wine. I never get to do it like how, you know, everybody else does. I always, you know, just select my few places where I want to try it, and you know, like, this year I think when I actually go up there, I'm going to end up doing everything that I wouldn't usually normally want to do, and then just, you know, take it from there, like, eat a bunch of places that don't seem...
Normal?
Not normal, but I think, like, it's not my run-of-the-mill things, like, you know, I know how certain things are, I know how certain things... But I'm going to go completely against the grain this time and just, you know, drink stuff that I don't normally drink. All that kind of stuff.
Well, that works. I mean, I when I was there last year, I was trying a bunch of stuff, but the problem was I was drunk by Japan, so...
That's great.
Well, you start off with going which way?
I started off in Mexico, but I ended up in the tequila bar first, so...
In the lake.
I ended up in the river.
No. Not this time.
No, not this time.
But, aren't there a few bands playing this year, Mikey, that you were excited about?
Yeah, when I go up there next week, it's going to be Sister Hazel and Sugar Ray on Monday. So that's always going to be cool. Sugar Ray posed, like last year, Sugar Ray put on a good show. And I've never seen Sister Hazel, so I mean, that should be interesting.
I did see Sister Hazel at a Gator Growl back in 97.
What song is it that they sing? For some reason, I keep thinking that they sing Motorin. Who's that?
No, that's Night Ranger.
Wow.
What's
they sing
price
All For You.
For Flight?
All For You is their big song.
You know the song that everybody thinks is Blues Traveler? It's really Sister Hazel.
Yeah.
What song is that?
Oh, God. I'm gonna say what it is I see.
That's them.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's Blues Traveler, but it's them.
Oh man, that's awesome.
But Sister Hazel has a lot of other good songs. They have a lot of other good songs. I own most of their albums, so.
All For You.
There you go.
I'll go over there. We see that song.
Yeah, but if you get it anything like Sugar Ray did, remember they say fly for last, right? As he was walking off stage.
Well, that's okay. You're there to see Mean Machine anyway.
Yeah.
No, that's actually the part where I was like, ah, crap, they're playing Mean Machine.
I love Mean Machine. That's
funny. No, I was so upset. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not a big fan of that song.
That Mean Machine song?
Anything having to do with like their early stuff, I liked their... I'm sorry, I like their pop sellout stuff. It's awesome. Every morning, that song right there.
Wow.
It's like seeing Lit and like, no, I want to hear your hardcore stuff. No, I want to hear that one song. Except for Sugar Ray has a bunch of them.
Yes.
And actually, you know.
They have a whole album.
Going back, Lit.
1459 is the entire album that they sold out on.
Yeah, that's a damn good album. That Mean Machine one, not so much.
I love
Mean Machine. No, I'm okay. If I wanted to listen to the Lone Rangers, I listen to the Lone Rangers, not Sugar Ray.
Yo, why don't you tell us about the Friday the 13th party that you went to? How was it? I didn't go, but I saw all the pictures online, and it would look like it was just.
The fireworks looked intense.
People galore.
Yes.
That's pretty much what it was.
Like, it looked like it was backed up almost all the way to the entrance. So I was like, oh my God.
It was.
Could you imagine if you would have went there and it wasn't for that? You're like, oh man, this sucks.
I just want to ride Toy Story.
One of the reasons it got so packed. One of the reasons, no, that line was coming out of, that line was super intense as opposed to as it usually is. One of the reasons that the cast members kept saying it was so crowded, which I think it was because of the villains regardless, because you know how everybody acts with the villains, regardless that it's going to get over capacity, was because Magic Kingdom shut down at 6 or at 7 for the Halloween party. So everybody migrated over to Hollywood or to any of the other parks, but... They say that that park reached capacity, a cast member said, around 6, 7 o'clock. It reached capacity. We got there. We got into the parks around 1 or 2. And I don't remember exactly what time it was. It was around 1 or 2. Yeah, but when we got there, we walked right up to the front of the stage. The set for Hades Hangout was awesome. It was... I've only been there for that special event, because Star Wars decks up the stage, but they don't deck it out in full. You know, they kind of just make it look like the doors open and everything like that. Remember?
Well, remember, Star Wars is a little different than how that is. I mean,
but they made the whole set. They decked the whole set out. That set looked, I mean, if not better than Star Wars Weekend did. They went all out for it. It reached capacity pretty quick, though. People started filling in their spots. Because I remember we got there. We went to ride Star Tours. We went to go eat at Pizza Planet. We saw Muppet 3D. And walked back. And it was swamped with people already. People were lined up all the way down to the corner store. Right where Sunset starts. Everybody was lined up pretty much to there. And then as the show got longer and longer... I mean, as the show got built up more and more, it just kept going back all the way to the entrance. The line for the alcoholic drinks, it was right at the side of the stage, all the way down into the shops. That's how long it took you to get an alcoholic, like, to get either the Queen's Demise
or the... Yeah, nobody was getting drunk.
No, definitely not. But you did see a bunch of people leaving with two drinks in their hand. Like,
yeah, lady, but by the time you get your third drink, anything you try to accomplish is gone.
The lady that was standing next to me, about two people over, was even saying, she's like, I got in this line for just one drink to try. I think I'm going to end up leaving with both of them because I'm not going to feel this at all by the time I by the time I drink it and get to the back of the line, I'm going to be completely sober again. So we did try both of them. They both of them were really good. The Queen's Demise, though, was better. It had, like, sour apple pucker in it. So it tasted a lot like sour apple. Then it had, like, cinnamon in it as well. And it was lined with cinnamon. So it was, I think it was, pretty sure it was cinnamon. Or it was apple cinnamon, whatever it was.
Yeah, it tasted like sour apple pie.
Yeah, kind of. The show was awesome.
You put pictures up on our Instagram anyway for the drinks and for the stage. I know
that. I flooded. Yeah, I was taking nonstop pictures. I got there with zero pictures on my phone because I don't have my camera anymore.
Dude, just as a side note, Sable's ass at WrestleMania 14 right now is amazing. Like, you forget sometimes how hot Sable was back in the day. Just saying. Go ahead, keep going. Keep talking about
that. Sable bomb on Luna.
No, that wasn't the Sable bomb, was it? Because she kicked out of it?
No, she didn't kick out of it. And is right back at it, no. I forgot where it was. No, the show was really good.
The Oogie Boogie thing was crazy.
The only thing that sucks about that...
He looks scary as hell. Like,
yeah, he does.
I don't know how kids want to meet that.
The only thing that...
I think there was no kids there.
Dude, but he was...
I think that's why everybody
went there. There was really... Honestly, I don't recall seeing that many kids at all there. It was all adults. All adults of villains. The only thing that sucks about it is we kept getting wind that it was... Oh, we can't tell you who the 13 are. All the cast members kept saying it. But since the park was full of adults and cast members incognito, like, they came out for the event, a couple cast members were telling people who they were. And while I was standing in line to grab some Queen's Demise, I got into the conversation because I didn't realize he was a cast member. And then he started telling us who it was, like, I didn't know Bowler Hat Guy was going to be there.
I wasn't happy seeing him, to be honest with you. Because
really? I love that movie from Meet the Robinsons.
No, I love Meet the Robinsons, but Bowler Hat Guy's not really a villain.
It's
the hat. If he had a giant hat, that would make sense because
Yeah, but plus he turns into the good guy.
This is a real question. How does Oogie Boogie look that awesome and Jack Skeleton look that crappy?
Man, Jack Skeleton is embarrassing. I haven't seen him in person yet. I'll see him in October because I already have my vacation booked. But by the way, the fireworks show, I put the video up on YouTube. So I had to record the whole thing.
Intense.
Not only intense, it had to be, if not, one of the greatest fireworks shows, if not the greatest fireworks show I've ever seen at Disney World.
I would second
Epcot's
that.
30th? Epcot's 30th? That 5 minute, it was only 5 minutes, right, Mike? The ending of Illuminations on the
I didn't sit there and
I
think it was approximately 5 minutes.
I haven't uploaded that video because I forgot where I saved it. Because I'm going back and uploading a whole bunch of old videos. But yeah, it was only, I think, like a minute or two after. After, you know, the actual Illuminations, but that was intense. You could see that lit up the entire park. And the way the villains one was done was just to a T perfect. One of the good things that came out of it, though, besides getting Oogie Boogie and, you know, Mulan's villain was there.
Yeah.
Everybody marked out for that. Everybody was going crazy for it.
Because he's never out.
Coolest part was a bunch of people, whenever the Queen came out, were yelling Regina. We're calling Regina from Once Upon a Time. Mm-hmm. Me being a huge Once Upon a Time fan. And Mikey getting into it now, too.
Yeah, that was good, bro.
It was so awesome. That made me mark out on a side note by itself.
I'm almost as big of a mark as I am for Once Upon a Time as I am for Tennessee Lou. Look at this guy, bro.
That's not saying much. And they're talking about making the Friday the 13th event a hard ticket event. come next year.
Which one?
The Unleash the Villains. They're talking about making it.
But there's a Friday the 13th of December me and Justin were talking about. Yeah, there is. You think they'll do it again?
It's in November.
No, it's December.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
I looked it up.
Yes. All right. I just remember them talking about there being one in November as well, and everybody's getting pissed that they think they're going to try to redo it then, which is why I didn't.
Look at your calendar. Look at your calendar.
No, I mean, I believe you.
No, it's December.
Yeah.
It's not November.
All right. I mean,
it's November, it's Wednesday the 13th.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Wednesday the 13th.
That's a bad day, bro.
I know that they.
It's hump day.
It's for next year. They're playing around with the idea of it being a hard ticket event,
but
so
it won't be a Friday the 13th event. It'll be an Unleash the Villain event because Friday the 13th.
No, it's supposed to be. I don't know if it's supposed to be on the same date or whatever it is. I read it from another website.
But they're going to make it a hard ticket event?
They're going to make it a hard ticket event, and so it doesn't reach capacity.
That'll be cool, but at the same time, it'll still be buck wild because it's not like the Halloween party where it's like a bunch of them within like, what is it, like a two, like a month and a half span. It'll be one day, so it's like, whoa. Unless they decide to make it
it's
like
it's going to sell out in 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be great.
Hey, I'll still love it if they do. The only thing that sucked about this event is that
I didn't get to do anything.
It was no. All the lines were over 3 hours long, but the lines started. The lines were already formed when we got there at 2 o'clock. The lines were already formed for people who didn't even know who they were going to get to meet, because they didn't tell you who was going to be at any of those at those backdrops. So, I mean, I guess if it was a little more, if everybody had more time, it would be a lot better. But at least they let you walk like behind the cameramen and everything. They had a line for people who just wanted to take pictures of the villains, and people wanted to take pictures with the villains. So, I mean, you didn't have to wait to take pictures of them. That's how I got so many
quick
pictures.
Side note, Roblox about to wrestle Ken Shamrock. This is about to be awesome.
Well, the villains, that's pretty much all I gotta say about the villains.
Well,
it looked awesome. My only thing that I saw in pictures was just how crowded it was. I mean, like, you're always gonna have crowds at Disney. But dude, that looks brutal.
It was
like,
it
remember
was,
when we went to the opening of Star Tours when they like relaunched
it?
That was brutal. Like, I loved being there for everything, but all of us were like, as soon as it all ended, remember, all of us simultaneously like, let's get the hell out of here because this is like, and number one, it was super crowded and it was hotter.
But
than
the thing
hell.
About it is though, well, hell, when we got to the park for Unleash the Villains, it was 90 something degrees. As soon as the sun started going down, that's why. You know, it got, like, as packed as it did. That's probably why everybody's in those drinks. Disney started handing out free water bottles during the event because of how hot it was. Cast members were walking around with carts handing out little water bottles. They're, like, 8-ounce water bottles, I think. But we've been to, what, the 30th anniversary of Epcot? It wasn't even close to being as packed as Villains. 40th anniversary of Magic? Opening day of Star Tours, though, it was, you know,
that was hectic.
But that's the thing, though, they had it so in order. You don't remember how they had like groups of like 50, take a couple steps forward, keep walking. You guys stay here, and then walk you to like halfway through the park. Let the other people come. That was just so organized.
They may have not been completely ready for it.
This was a lot of people were saying that they didn't expect it to get. That, like, Disney itself didn't expect it to get that packed.
Which is stupid, because it's one of those events that...
But Disney fans knew
how bad it was. Like, you guys are talking about, Magic Kingdom closed down for the Halloween party, so there you
That's
go.
That's what a lot of cast members were telling me.
So did you run into the evil one?
The evil one?
No.
Actually...
No.
I did run into the queen, though. She passed.
The evil we do not name.
The evil we do not name.
Oh, actually?
No.
I think I saw him. I'm not even lying. It was either him or the guy that we have up top of that list. It was one of them. It might have been the top of the list guy. But if not, because the other guy, this guy didn't look as
different. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, no.
I know Ricky Briganti was there. For Inside the Magic, I saw.
I don't know. I ran into another guy that had a podcast. He told me to give him a listen, but I didn't remember by the time I left there because that was a really hectic day. But everybody was apparently complaining about not only parking and not only about the park being at capacity so early and everything. A lot of people, you know, if
if you would have realized how big the event was going to be and left with enough time to get there, you would have been happy. All the people who didn't get in and all the people that had a bad experience there is trashing it. I mean, I loved it. If I had to, even though I didn't wait in any of the 3-hour, 4-hour lines, I would still go back and I would still do it again.
Because I think the fireworks show would have been worth it.
That's pretty much what I went for, to be that honest. That
I just couldn't bring myself to drive 3 hours to go see fireworks.
Just for one day, yeah. Hey, I was up there for the weekend, if I was doing
the I had the day that, off and I said, you know what?
It's nice to have those days off to be
I got a podcast to talk about it on, so you know, I had to take one for the team.
Well, since we
the
did,
G team.
There you go.
Yeah.
Since we did talk about how crappy Jack Skellington and Sally kind of look compared to Oogie Boogie, I mean, they're going to be at the not so scary Halloween party.
Oogie was walking around and interacting sharing with everybody. He just looked awesome, and that green glow was on him. Like almost, it was so good. Yeah. A lot of people were sitting there, and like they were really.
His I'm still debating on the Halloween party, though.
I'm not. I'll be there on October 22nd.
Nice.
Hopefully, if I can find something in costume.
See, the big thing for me is like I'm going to be there race weekend, and it's Friday night. I mean, the whole drinking thing doesn't. I mean, Epcot closes at 10, and then the party is on that night. I've been to the party. There's really not a whole lot different with it as than usual years.
They brought back the Disney
and Epcot. So,
yeah, but that's fine. But Epcot, I'm like, man, 10 o'clock, you know, usually they close at 9. I'm going to get an extra hour. Maybe I'll hit that up. And I'm not afraid to drink a little bit before race day. I'm fine.
Well, I mean, the party.
Man, you're going to attempt that?
And you think about the parties between $62 and $73 for
I'm
just
a natural athlete,
night,
bro.
Florida members. Actually, pass holder members get a better discount. I paid $53 for each of my tickets.
But that's if you're not buying day of. And I was already looking up prices before we went on just to make sure.
What do you mean buying day of?
They buy when you're there.
You buy them the day of at the party.
Because
not every day is pass holder accessible. There's certain dates for that. But it's your range for an adult between $62 and $73, and then for a kid, $53 to $68.
Yeah, they were telling me on the phone that they're not doing the Florida residents anymore for that event. They're only doing the only thing you get is the pass holder,
which most Florida residents have if they should be smart enough to do it since
I'm a premium pass holder, so I got my tickets for I don't remember the full price, but I'm pretty sure it was like $55.
I mean,
54. I'll be there on October 22nd.
Which there's plenty of dates in between that. You've got the 3rd, the 4th, the 6th, the 10th, the 11th, the 14th, 7th.
Thinking about
18th,
that party,
20,
though?
20, 22.
So hopefully you get up there.
I'd like to get up for one.
Thinking about that party, which is funny, is like I think the first time I went to it, we didn't watch the parade. I chose to get the picture with all 7 dwarfs instead.
I remember you did that, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
But what's funny is that after I went the second time and I watched the parade, I think that the parade might be my favorite part about the whole thing. It's cool that the park is a little bit more empty since if you go further out from Halloween. But I think that the parade is one of the cooler things. That and the way that the Haunted Mansion looks with the lady outside and all that, that's super cool.
I got my tickets for $58, by the way. That's how much they were with my password this one. No, I remember, one of my favorite parts is always, you know, the horsemen.
Yeah, there was a lady that was...
To Daniel Bryan's theme song.
There was a lady on the Mouse Junkies board on Facebook talking about how, since it was raining... There was no headless horseman. I was like, man, that would almost like just set the tone for it, and kill
that
it.
That would ruin if I.
I'm not gonna say ruin it. I'm just saying it would.
No, usually whenever it rains, it rained last year during my Christmas party, and it pretty much ruined my experience.
Well, yeah,
they cut all the shows short.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. I mean, luckily with most of the parties, you get 2 parades. And the fireworks show is usually in between the 2 parades.
They're saying that the only reasonable time to meet Jack and Sally, if you don't want to wait the 2-hour plus, is during the first parade, yeah. Which I gotta watch the first parade, and I'll go wait in the line however long I have to see them.
Well, they usually say the second parade's better.
I usually watch both of them. I usually watch all of them anyway. So
well, when I remember, but, when, I remember when I went to last year's Christmas party, the Christmas parade, and I watched both of them because my nieces were with me that year. I remember that the second one was better than the first one.
I remember on the, I don't know, that's crazy. The on the first on my first, well, not on my first, but on one of the first. It's apparently in Sports Center
moment. Yeah, that, sorry about that. It looks like the A's beat the Mariners 8-2.
That's I remember on one of my first on one of the trips that I went up on, the first Christmas parade was better than the second because it started raining after the first one. So the horses with the carriages didn't come out, and a lot of people didn't come out during the second one. The first one for me, I usually watch both of them anyway if I can, because I'm not. Whenever I go to a special party, I'm not one of those people, unless it's after the 11 o'clock mark when everything's done, go to the rides. I don't miss the parades and the shows and the fireworks and the special meet and greets just to ride the rides. Like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to trick or treat. Like, I got to at least hit a couple of those lines. Got to see the Mix and Mingle show. Got to see the parade. Horsemen. Do the Haunted Mansion is probably the only guaranteed ride that I'll be doing 100%.
Mansion and Pirates, I always do during at least the Christmas party, since the Halloween party still has evaded my going up for.
Yeah, the checklist.
Yeah, it's the Ultimate Disney checklist has been a hinder because of that.
Because of what?
Because I haven't been able to go up for that party.
Which party?
I still haven't gone to Not So Scary.
You've never been to a Not So Scary?
Believe it or not.
We've established this like a bunch of times.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
I always forget that. Because
yeah, I've been to a majority of the Christmas parties, but the Halloween party I haven't.
That's crazy. That's right, because the first time me and Mikey ever went to Disney was to a Christmas party.
To a Halloween
party.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. And the it's been confirmed, the pictures and everything. Last time you didn't think there was going to be a Sorcerer's card on the last episode.
That's right.
And I was like, oh no, there's been talk about it. They've already released it. It's Hitchhiking Ghosts, of all things, the greatest characters.
My absolute favorite.
yeah. The only thing that sucks about it is that they say as soon as you get into the party, head straight for the station, because once they run out of those cards, you get Chip and Dale from last year. So, yeah, if I don't get that card, it's pretty much going to suck.
Yeah, but it's okay. You can sell it on eBay, and you can probably buy two of the Hitchhiking Ghosts.
Yeah, I mean,
now you're gonna get the Chip and Dale.
Well, I mean, nowadays it's probably not gonna be as much if it's gonna be mass produced again, like it was last time.
God knows. I mean, speaking of, we did speak a little bit about the Christmas parties. Believe it or not, the Christmas lights are already going up all over Disney.
They usually start doing Cinderella's Castle.
It's already being done as a couple days ago. They already started putting those up. Osborne lights already started going up.
Yeah, but Osborne lights, you think they need to start doing that this early. But the Magic Kingdom one, I mean, I've always heard that they start them early. I just didn't think they'd start them this early.
They do. Mm-hmm.
I thought they'd wait until at least October started. I mean,
the crane is already next to the castle.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
And I mean, right now, remember the last party for the Not So Scary is November 1st, so they want to have it up by then. Because they already have all the trees up by then, and the wreaths, and all that kind of stuff. Because the parties start in November.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to end up going in December, but I just haven't picked a date yet.
Yeah, I prefer December.
Yeah, what I have, because on the big trip that I have planned in November, I'm still contemplating whether or not I want to get Christmas party tickets, because Cindy's never been to it. But at the same time, I was like, but it's, you know, it's November, the Christmas feel isn't 100% there. But then again, I will be in Disney, so you never know. It could change. Once I get there and see the decorations and everything.
If you get
like
a cold weekend, it's 10 times better.
Too. Yeah, exactly.
You get that warm feel.
Yeah, when it's hot there, it's brutal.
You can't do that during the party.
When did they start the Christmas around the world or whatever it is?
It's November. It's all of everything starts in November.
Okay, cool. I can do that in Epcot. That's always cool.
Yeah. Yeah, all the trees and all the gingerbread houses and all that stuff will be up.
Because one of the the first time I went to Epcot, it was around that time, and it was super cold, and that was always cool. But it was like really cold.
Yeah, I have some pictures of me wearing jackets and hoodies and
Scullies and ass gloves and
other stuff. They're all sweaty.
Every time I've ever been to Osmo Family Nights, it got pretty cold. Like, so I actually walked through and everything, it got pretty cold. I'm wearing sweaters in the picture. Well, a sweater. I'm not wearing sweaters.
Did both of you guys see the pictures of the race day medals, the marathon weekend January? Did you see
I them? Thought I saw them.
I haven't seen them yet. I haven't been up on that yet.
I thought I saw them, but the one you were talking about a little while ago didn't
made me think that it wasn't the same one.
Well, I mean, we might as well talk about your race that you're going to be in for the trip you're going up.
Yeah, I discussed it a little bit last time.
We can go a little further in depth because I looked up where the course runs. The course actually runs through the studios to ESPN Wild World of Sports and back through the studios. It actually goes by Lights Motors Action and
here, check out that
all kinds of cool stuff like
they
that.
They look sweet.
What is it?
The medals.
Oh, wait, that is the ones I saw.
Yeah, that's for race because you got the Dopey, the Goofy, the Donald, and all that.
The Family 5K. Yeah. They have them all different now. Okay.
Which one is the one you're getting?
I'm not running that weekend. I was contemplating like crazy doing the half. But I never did it, and it ended up selling out. So that's the thing about with the Run Disney stuff. One day you can be contemplating, the next day it can disappear. But race day weekend, I'm really starting to feel it because you figure I'm going to head out Thursday right after work, and on my Disney countdown thing on my phone, it's four. You know, technically right now it's Friday. Or I mean, actually it's Saturday, so it's 4 days away until Thursday. So I'm really starting to feel it. I'm really getting psyched up for it. Because for some reason, I'm not one of those people that needs to train like crazy. I mean, I'm also not trying to sit here and place. I'm not one of those people.
You're not looking to break a record.
No, because those guys, it's when you run those, last year when I did the wine and dine, it's crazy. Because like you're almost like on mile two or mile three maybe, something like that. And these guys are like the for real runners. You already see them coming back. So like you're like, what? The hell? It's like, want to feel like a failure? Look over there.
I remember you saying that when you came back from the last race that before certain groups even started running, people were already finishing the race.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. Well, not that bad, but it's pretty intense. But I'm just really looking forward to it, especially since I haven't done this one. And online, it's not like there's videos of like people running and stuff like that, so you don't get the whole idea of what's going on. You know what I mean? They tell you what's obviously going to happen. You know, you got characters in the party and the stuff at different miles and stuff like that, but maybe that's something I can try and capture so we can, you know, throw it on the Instagram or something like that, let people check it out. You know, video of hitting mile this, hitting mile that, you know what I mean? Two, three,
Mikey's
four, five.
Definitely going to probably take over the Instagram during October 4th through 7th. 4th through 9th or 4th through 7th?
4th through
7th,
I think.
I get there Thursday night. We'll hit up Downtown Disney. Check that out. Friday night is Blizzard Beach and more than likely Epcot. Saturday is, you know, freebie during the day. Take it easy because the race is that night. The race, the after party, and then Sunday, of course, is, you know, at Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. I know that's not Disney, but I can't miss
it. What is this Universal Studios you speak of? I don't know what this is.
I don't know.
But I'll be back at Disney more than likely, possibly on Monday. Get a little bit more and check that out.
Heard. I mean, the Villains Hollywood Bash actually sounds pretty cool. That's the after party for the race.
Yeah, the after parties are always cool. I mean, I've only been to one, so I can't sit here and go off like I'm this huge veteran at it. But they're cool because, you know what I mean? It's like a private event, except there's not that many people. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people you got a good majority that probably go, but you also have those people who are like, you know what, I'm super tired, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You know what I mean? So it was cool. Like, last year it was just ridiculous, like, being able to do the food and wine kiosks at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is awesome. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Which is a totally different feel from this one. I mean, this one's, I think I read there's going to be like DJs and a dance party and like a buffet and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I don't know about the buffet.
I think I saw something for that. I know there's food and drinks and stuff like
that. Yeah, so. I mean, there's the normal, you know, you can buy all that. But they, like, last time they gave us like a little, it's almost like when you finish the race, they give you almost like a little care package. Like, it's a box and it's got like energy bars and.
Yeah, I was looking at the care packages. That actually look pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
sure.
Cool,
and all kinds of stuff in there. But yeah, you get free entrance to the after party if you ran in the race, and then you can buy tickets.
Yeah.
Like for your friends and family afterwards.
Last time I saw Ricky, he was saying that he wanted to go on Tower of Terror and take a medals picture.
Oh, heard.
Like us, everybody like lifting up their hands and holding their medals while you're, you know, with the drop.
Are you guys gonna do that when you see him? Don't you guys have a wager going on?
Yeah, we got. It's for right now. It's just bragging rights. You never know if it may increase come the actual weekend, because I might see him the Thursday night when I get there. I think he was saying. So it may be increased. You never know. So maybe the loser has to buy a round of beers or something.
Well, I wish we would have actually got him on the show today like we tried to.
Yeah, but he's a little under the weather.
He's under the weather, and he said he had to work poor baby tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just like all of us do, but anyway.
Hey, man, it happens. He's got one of those early morning jobs, so.
I've heard of that.
I'm lucky enough to not, you know, have to do anything until mid-afternoon, so. I'm pretty good now.
Are we pretty much covered with Disney, or is there something else?
If there's anything you guys can think of that I didn't see, I mean,
Princess Fairy Tale Hall is now open.
That's
officially open.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool.
I've seen the pictures of it and everything. It looks incredible. I mean, it's not something I'm super excited about, but look-wise, it looks incredible.
Actually, just now thinking about it, okay, I don't even know why I never thought about this. That's where the princess is going to be, right? So what are they going to do with that room that's in the front with the Mickey?
It's Mickey and Minnie.
But they're not going to put something else in another room?
I think I saw a picture of Mary Poppins in that area. I think
No. Mary Poppins is still out back where the Fast Pass section is, next to that big building, mm-hmm. like when Cindy met her. Mm-hmm. It's still over there. But as of right now, Mickey and Minnie, I think it's actually only Mickey. I'm not 100% sure. Are in their room, and they haven't done anything with
that. I would like to see them maybe bring that as a...
They could have, rotating characters.
It would be cool if they just used the room to begin with, not leave it vacant like that. Like, if, you know, maybe Donald and Goofy is in there. That'd be awesome, but imagine if they did it something kind of like where it's miscellaneous characters here and there. Like, you know, your random characters.
Like, that'd be kind of
like
sweet.
Like your fairy tale people. Like,
how about Darkwing Duck and Lonnie Cat?
Limited Time Magic people.
I'll take all those.
Rumpelstiltskin from Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
And let's bring those guys.
What about Ace Ventura? We can bring him back and...
No, I'm okay with that.
Teenage Mutant Power Rangers.
I was sitting there and I was even looking it up too. They made a new... In Hollywood Studios, Minnie has her own... So quietly, they've been building her own meet and greet in... what is it? Disney's Magic of Animation.
Oh,
when you go into the back, and that's what it's called. It's
the next Magic of Disney Animation.
It's in between Mickey and Wreck-It Ralph. Her queue and her setup, man, it's almost even nicer than the princess's one.
You know what I heard though? When you're exiting the princess's, what is it, Fairy Tale Hall? A big stone comes and falls on you.
It'd be better if it was the diamond.
That's the coolest part about the Fairy Tale Hall. When you go inside of it, they have Cinderella's glass slipper, which is cool and everything. But when you go towards it, the opening book from Scary Adventures is open, and you can look at it and everything. The one when you're driving, right when you see the book, you know, mm-hmm. Scary Adventures, and you turn and you go into the black hole.
Yeah.
That book, that display, is in the middle of the place.
Man.
So, they give a little nod to it, which is completely awesome. Gotta get pictures of that. Because that was a huge mark for that ride, and then Regina, you know.
They should have the witch actually throwing the diamond at us. It'd be great.
They're saying, I think it's Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. And Rapunzel.
I think it's, well, no, it's Cinderella and Rapunzel.
But they have... No, it's Rapunzel and Snow White and Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty.
Well, they said they were rotating the other ones. The main two is Rapunzel and...
Cinderella. And they have special guests, which right now it's Aurora and Snow White.
Which they would be rotating anyway.
Aurora's with Rapunzel and... Aurora is with Cinderella. Snow White is with Rapunzel. Yeah, but the designs on the glass and the windows and everything, that thing looks really cool. That thing looks awesome. And the Festival of Fantasy Parade has finally taken, like, you know, they're starting to show the certain floats and everything, like the drawings of certain floats and everything. Little Mermaid.
Yeah, concept art, yeah.
Little Mermaid's going to be on hers. Brave and her bear brothers are going to be on theirs. Followed by a group of Scottish dancers with bagpipes.
That's pretty cool.
But they're also supposed to have a Mickey and Minnie one, a Neverland one with Wendy, Smee, Peter, and Hook,
And I forgot the other one. But yeah.
Sounds cool.
I think it sounds awesome. They're going to be getting rid of Celebrate the Magic, though. I mean, well, yeah, I mean, that's dream had, come true. That's
I mean, that's had how long of a run? I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's been since at least 2000 and what, four? Maybe even before that.
I'm always all for the new parades.
Of course,
it's always just something.
It usually gets better as they add to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I do say usually because there are those ones that.
Even though I would love for them to have some of the old parades back, but you know.
They should just add them all together again. Just put them all in one, and you have to have a giant parade.
That would be awesome. But yeah, I'm not sure if I know anything else that's going on right now.
So we're going.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's jump into wrestling.
Let's finish off in wrestling then. Where do we want to start off with that? Because there's some interesting news here and there. You know what? Let's throw some TNA news in there because we haven't really talked about them in quite some time.
I just haven't been able to follow it.
Well, I'm not going to go into titles or anything like that. There's a couple random things going on.
Hogan.
Well, Hogan's one, but the other thing was Kurt Angle's actually going to be in the TNA Hall of Fame, which is really cool.
Yeah,
I believe that Angle belongs in all the Hall of Fames that involve wrestling. He's done enough in the business in every which way.
I mean, yeah, and he's awesome. So I mean,
exactly, and he can still go.
Yeah,
if you wanted to put him in WrestleMania tomorrow, he could go.
I would like to see him do at least one more WWE run before he retires.
He says he wants to.
It would be a shame for him not to go back. Because I mean, you look at somebody like RVD. He went to TNA. It was like, and then he makes his return to WWE, and it's like this giant thing. Like it's just the difference between WWE and other companies is just.
I mean, it's apples and oranges. It really is.
It's like apples and crap.
That's what I was thinking.
There's no comparison. It's not like, oh, well, this is for you, this is not, or this is for you. No.
This isn't WWE and WCW. This is like WWE and then under the indies.
Yeah.
I've seen Ring of Honor shows catch more.
Was that a surge?
More exposure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I forgot they had that in that.
I wouldn't mind owning that right now.
Absolutely.
A giant Surge bottle.
Full of Surge. Kurt Angle Hall of Fame coming back to WWE, yes. I agree. I believe he deserves one.
But that's crazy. Could you imagine, like, he goes to TNA, champion for a while, goes into the Hall of Fame, then leaves and goes to WWE.
I think Sting might pull that as well.
You never know. I mean, I'd like to see him. I'd like to see Sting in the WWE. At the same time, I don't really care.
Just give him one run. You know, give him a year. Not even. Give him a 6-month run.
Because the thing is, at this point in his career, like, I mean, he just. I'm not saying, like, oh, this guy needs to hit the gym. It's just. If you've seen him in TNA recently, the last few years, he wrestles with a shirt on.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, dude. Like, that's how you really want to
show up. Flair always talks about how embarrassed Flair was when he wrestled his last match in Nitro with a shirt on.
Yeah.
He hated that fact. I mean, I bet Sting's over there hating it as well.
I'm sure. I mean, and then on top of everything, you've got the Hogan situation going on over there. They are really running out of money in Hogan.
Did he quit? Did he not?
Well,
remember, he was really pissed that they released Brooke without even consulting him or anything.
Yeah.
Which is stupid because it's like, dude, I understand that that's your daughter. I understand that. But she's also talent, like just, well, if you want to call her that. She's an employed person with the company. We don't really have to consult you because it's your daughter. Like, come on, dude. Like, that's too much of a special treatment.
Well, they're running out of money regardless, so it's not like they can afford half these people. And Hogan's really holding them for ransom, if you really think about it.
It's better for them, dude. He hasn't really done anything for the product at all. I mean, if you look at TNA before he came, you look at them now, he didn't really do anything.
He didn't do much.
Yeah.
Like he may have added a few stars, which is cool for them, but they didn't do anything that really pushed it over the edge, I guess you could be the best way to put it.
This is the thing, though. It's just like what I was talking about with RVD. Hogan, you look at Hogan and you see him in TNA, you're like, oh, God, this old dude, like they need to get rid of him and make way for new talent, this, that, and the other. If he were to make a WWE return for some type of WrestleMania match,
it'd be huge.
It'd be cool. Huge. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
it'd be cool. It would be cool, and it wouldn't. Because also at the same time, like Hogan's Hogan. Like, you know what I mean? Like if he came back for like this, that, and the other, cool. But I don't want to see him back like normal. You know,
well, he doesn't need to come back.
Yeah, I don't need to see him regularly on TV.
He doesn't need to make another run with the world title or anything like that, or no.
Because like on TNA, it was to the point where like he was on the show like every 15 minutes.
Oh yeah,
I was like, dude, I don't need to see Hogan this much.
He was the show.
I'm not tuning in to watch Hogan.
There was backstage segments during matches with Hogan. Difference is that when you have Hogan and TNA, it's, oh man, look at this washed up company with all these old wrestlers. When you have Hogan in WWE, it's Hulkamania is running wild. It's a big fish in a big pond. A big fish in a little pond is just an old guy that hasn't gotten his fill.
Right.
And he's just trying to drain everything out of what his career once was. At least that's how I always.
No, I agree. I mean, I thought he was going to do something and he really didn't do anything.
Yeah, not so much, dude. Like, it's just.
I was hoping is more like it, because
AJ Styles cut a pretty good promo in the ending of Impact the other day that I actually watched on YouTube. Oh, you, and somebody talks about it. It was pretty cool. He was talking to Dixie Carter, saying like, "All you've done is get rid of guys that helped build this company, like Low Key and
Christopher Daniels."
I forgot the other names he said, but he started naming all these guys. He said like Black Machine, he said like Jay Lethal and guys like that you know, were here and young talent. He said Petey Williams also, and it was a really cool promo. I wasn't expecting that from AJ. Not to say he can't talk or anything.
Well, AJ was actually on Twitter when he was up for his contract, talking to everybody to see what everybody thought he should do. Should he go to Ring of Honor? Should he go to Japan? Should he stay in TNA or should he go to WWE? A lot of people wanted to see him in WWE, but then a lot of people were going other ways, so I don't know what they would do over WWE.
I'd like to see AJ. It'd be cool to see AJ on something like WWE, just to see it. Because I almost look at AJ as like the TNA's Sting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he could definitely showcase his skills on a bigger stage and never know what'll happen. Because, I mean, worst case scenario, he goes there, they don't really do anything with him, whatever. He goes back to Japan and Ring of Honor or whatever it is and does his thing. But I'd like to see him, like, you know, be on Raw and out there wrestling Daniel Bryan and CM Punk and Antonio Cesaro.
The stuff that he used to
do. With the way Raw's going now, like, with the way WWE's running things now, it would be stupid if he never came over to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at WWE now, all you see is young guys and nobody that looks like each other, and you see a whole bunch of good characters, and you know,
it almost seems guys. Like to me, like a lot of people are complaining about the whole, like some of the stuff they're doing with the Daniel Bryan thing. Like some people think that he's getting buried.
He's not.
But not in my opinion. Like they're to me, they're building it up the way that you should be. They're building it up like old school stuff. Because I mean, what was it like maybe a month or whatever it was that you know you just see Daniel Bryan getting beat up, and even me myself like. As a fan, I'm like, oh, man, like, I hate seeing him get beat up like this all the time. And then finally, like, what was it, like, a week, 2 weeks ago or something like that, when he was getting beat up, and finally the locker room emptied out, everybody went crazy. Because it was like they built up that heat so much, and finally, boom, it's all like, here's the pop, everybody's out there and all this type of stuff. So I feel like they're really on the cusp of something of possibly, like, starting to showcase more of the younger guys and giving everybody a chance. Because you figure once Daniel Bryan gets on top and hopefully he wins the title and he holds it for a while, once he holds it for a while, it's almost kind of like them saying, like, hey, it's time for a change. You know what I'm saying? Like, Randy Orton still fits in there because he's still young and stuff, not fresh, but he's still young and everything like that in there. So he can stick around.
And he's
almost like a veteran. You
and
know
he
mean?
Is a fan favorite at times. Mm-hmm. He builds a lot of heat. Orton is actually very good at what he does, even though some people argue with and say he can't wrestle and he can't do this. I've always liked Orton.
Mm-hmm.
I think he brings a lot to the table, whether you know what he's going to do in the ring or not. Mm-hmm. I think he, with just with his facial gestures,
he deserves a spot, he does a lot.
And I believe he belongs on top with these guys all the time.
I'm not going to say he's you know,
he's not the best guy in the company.
He's not, I wouldn't compare him to a guy that can wrestle like, you know, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, all these guys that came up and are like, developed their craft over the years and stuff like that, and like just that awesome. But he's a fate. I mean, he's a name, and you know he can draw people to watch it. He's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
like that WWE built guy. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta have him in there.
The one thing about Orton is Orton's good,
But Orton becomes really good, and I'd almost say great, when he's in the ring with somebody way better than he is. That,
that goes for saying with anybody, though.
No, well, no, there's those certain guys that can't work that just can't work.
Well, I mean, it's just like Cena.
I mean, how you threw Cody Rhodes.
Cena's not the greatest wrestler in the world, but Cena generates reactions. No, Cena generates heat, everything. So he get him with, you get a guy like Cena in the ring with somebody who can wrestle, and he can go with anybody. You know what I'm saying? That's why his matches with CM Punk are so great, because when Cena's in the ring with him, it generates interest, it generates, you know, the crowd is into it. It's not like everybody's just sitting on their hands watching, you know what I'm saying? People are into it.
I mean, just like the... Yeah, when just
the crowd's
like
hot, the match is hot.
The Bryan and Cena match. I mean, I'll say that was a great match. I mean, you know I'm not a Cena fan by any means, but it was a great match.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when Pete Rose comes out at WrestleMania 14.
Yeah, man.
Man, biggest complaint right now, they need to get Ricardo away from RVD.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, that thing bothers me every time.
Dude, that sucks. I feel like they did that. It's like, I almost felt like they thought, like, man, RVD's getting a great reaction. How can we fuck this up for him? And they were like, let's stick Alberto Del Rio. Because, like, before it was like, you know, I mean, his music would hit, everybody would go crazy. Now it's like this, you know, this asshole comes out and...
It's like, it just doesn't work.
Go
back with Del Rio.
If you're going to do that, bring back Fonzie, bro.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I was about to say. And have Sabu out there in crutches the whole time.
Oh, God. Mr. Botchamania himself.
Have him just come out on a gurney.
Save him the freaking 45 minutes of trying to do stuff.
Dude, because have you seen him on the recent Botchamania stuff or anything?
No.
He'll sit there. You know how he used to set up the chair spot? He'd run against the ring and jump up, get on the chair, jump on the top rope. He'll sit there, run up against the ropes, jump on the chair, then jump on the rope, and then be like, fall back down, get back, and like he'll try and do the same spot like three times in a row. It's like, dude.
Well, he did that in TNA.
It's over.
He did that in TNA when they were
being go to the top rope and just jump.
What was it, Hardcore Justice or whatever, when they brought in all the ECW guys? Mm-hmm. Same crap. I mean, we did say something about Rhodes. You did say something about Rhodes a minute ago.
Oh, yeah, no.
They're doing really good with that, too, because you saw on Raw when Goldust jumped out the crowd and started beating up the Shield and everything.
Man, they've been invited to Raw along with Dusty.
That crowd
triple
popped like all hell. And Cody just kept yelling, "That was my father! That was my father!" Right.
But it's awesome because like this Cody, just by not being on the show for a few weeks with a good storyline, he's gone up like. It's elevated him, which is awesome. Now, hopefully when he comes back, maybe he'll be a bigger contender.
Another young guy who actually... But that's one of those guys, though, that like...
That's seriously? One of those guys that, you know, when he first came out, we all thought he sucked, and Daniel was like, that guy's going to be awesome, man. I'm telling you right now. We're all like, dude, you're crazy.
The triangles on his...
He sucks.
Well, because remember, I was thinking Ted the whole time.
The triangles on his boots. That was the... I just can't get past the no knee pads. That's the one thing that I couldn't stand.
I never could.
Only guy who could pull that off is Flair.
Is
who?
Well, Flair, because you had the knee pads are down.
Flair's fall...
Are down by his boots.
Flair's fall down to his bootstraps. It's completely different. I'm talking like the only guy who could pull that off was Claudio, was Antonio Cesaro. That was the only guy, and that's because he had the thigh tape, which just made it so Luthes old school kind of.
Right.
But man, I remember seeing Cody and Orton, I think it was on a main event a few weeks back before the whole...
You know Ted's not even with the company anymore, right?
Yeah.
Did he finally get released?
Yeah, they let him go. Or he didn't resign? Or
he had a segment on the JBL and Cole show saying, like, I hope he's not serious what he was like doing now. I forgot what the company that he's dealing with now or something like that, that she was plugging on the show wasn't good. Barrett cut him off in the middle and said, hey, you're not allowed to be on the show anymore. WWE doesn't support people who aren't under contract. So he cut his whole promo in half.
Wow.
Which is pretty funny. Man, one thing on Raw that totally like buried like something that was like from the way past was, did you see Ziggler and Ryder getting along? Oh, like when Ziggler was hyping up, when Ziggler went, woo, 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 you, I was like, oh, there goes Ziggler completely. We've lost him.
Yeah, he's still a good ring person, but
I'm sorry,
he's good talent in the ring, but I think he needs to go back to being a heel.
Who, Ziggler?
Yeah,
of course.
I can't.
But they, I saw it online. Someone said Ziggler can sell a Benoit DVD to Kevin Sullivan. That is just... And that pretty much sums it up. Like, some people
I like
call
Ziggler.
Him,
I like Ziggler. The only thing is that I feel like everybody... Like, I think Ziggler's awesome. But I feel like everybody on the internet makes him seem like he's way better than he is.
Man, like...
When people start calling him, like, a young Shawn Michaels, I'm like, dude, you're crazy. Because at least Shawn could talk. Ziggler is great in the ring, but dude, his promos are brutal.
Yeah, he can't.
No, I'm not gonna say that's pretty bad. I was just saying it's almost
Morrison.
Like a Jeff. No, yeah, it's like Morrison that's, almost. It's like
yeah, but that's the thing though.
I was gonna say it's almost like Jeff Hardy, but not that bad.
No, because even though Jeff Hardy couldn't talk on the mic, Jeff Hardy still had everybody screaming behind him. No matter what he said. I mean, have you heard some of Jeff Hardy's songs that he got ovations for?
Yeah.
That's just brutal. Anybody who listens to Jeff Hardy music is just... Oh, sorry, Justin. But that's
I haven't heard one of his songs.
That's just brutal.
Unless it's his theme song that he goes out to the ring with. You know, that's all I know.
That was just brutal. I can listen to Matt talk nowadays because he's just money.
Yeah, dude.
Literally, he's money.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah. Speaking of brutal and money... Mark Henry finally got a new contract.
Yeah, you heard about the fine he got, though?
He got a huge-ass fine. Yeah. I didn't see the numbers, but I know it's huge.
Yeah.
What was it for?
He apparently, like, went out... Not... He reached into the crowd. He went after a fan, kind of.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not something you do, but he got his extension, so at least we still got him to kill people for a while.
Yeah, we get to see the cornrow comb over for a few more years.
Hey, which is great.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I still like his shirts.
I'm still a mark for Mark
Henry. I mean, with Mark Henry, he's just one of those guys, he's been around for so long, you've got to love him in his
Man,
because he's not hurting anybody, and he's still...
His fake retirement speech was money.
Yeah.
I loved that. That was so heelish from, like, early 90s, it felt like. It was awesome. And that's what I feel like wrestling is actually going back to. You know how, like, finally once Hogan left, and, like, you know, it was, like... Sean, Kid, Razor, you know, you had
Brett,
you had all the, you had Taker, but Taker was a bigger guy, but he was still, could still work a small man style.
He was still young.
But he could still work a small man style.
Right.
I'm not going to say like a small man style.
A mid guy style, like a Razor.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say he could work is what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay, he could work. You took out all the old guys that wouldn't bump and brought in all the new guys. That's what I almost feel like they're doing now. Is that you have all these young guys who can work their ass off in their workhorses, and they work, bleed, and breathe the business, and they're just starting...
Well, yeah, they're replenishing the old... they're taking the old talent out, basically, and putting the young talent in. Replenishing everybody. That's what they've always done. That's why they've always been so successful.
Only thing that I can seriously think of that, like, is missing from the show, and it might be, like, a really bad thing to say, but... The buffer zone between what's going on with Daniel Bryan and basically the new corporation, the whole Triple H COO thing.
Yeah, like the last few Raws, I feel like there's nothing going on in the middle of the show. There's like
Cena
no big card stuff
to come back. And that's
it's a lot.
That's
of,
what Cena
it's a lot
always
of
was good
and that's
for.
About it. It seems like it's a lot of talking and a lot of these matches that nobody really pays attention to.
I think. Cause
like anything Alberto Del Rio's in.
Like that, I was about to say that. You know, I was about to say that. And the sad part is, he's one of the big matches on Battleground. Terrible. I was looking at the card on Battleground.
Man,
so far,
Battleground is
going to
be a terrible pay-per-view. Money, Night of Champions is apparently a total failure.
You know what's funny is that all the internet people hate Ryback. I love him, dude.
Man, this new gimmick is even better. Every time he gets a new gimmick, I like him even more. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't like him.
Like, I like Ryback. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not the best wrestler in the world or anything like that, but I think he's good to have on the show. I love having the big man. I just like having the big dude that's going to do all these powerful moves and whatever. I'm not saying, like, oh, he needs to be champion for 3 years. Oh. I'm just saying, I like... Put it this way, I'm more interested in a Ryback match than I am an Alberto Del Rio match.
I agree with you on that
one. I'd rather... CM Punk and Ryback sounds way better than Alberto Del Rio and... Who's he fighting? RVD? Yeah, no.
I've already seen it 4 times.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, but the one thing is, though, is that... Everybody's always going to like big man versus big man. And big man versus small man is always going to draw money. It's like the main event on Raw this week.
Dude,
when Titus O'Neil got
get
in.
Get ready with the CM Punk match, too, because CM Punk's going to take him. They're going to put I bet you anything. Yeah, it's going to be a great match. CM Punk, dude, could get... He's gotten to broomstick level. You can put just anybody, and it's going to be awesome. Like, I'm just...
Poppy's back?
Yeah, dude. He's a head of the CM Punk versus Moppy, bro.
That'd be the best match ever.
The hell in a cell.
Now.
Is Saturn gonna come
out? Almost like
he's gonna manage Moppy.
Oh no, yes!
Filming with the pencil.
Is he gonna wear the skirt? Is he gonna wear the skirt?
I hope so.
God, I miss Saturn for that reason. He was so out of his mind. But speaking of Battleground, we do have Daniel Bryan and Orton going at it again for the world title.
So I hope
it's vacant because of Triple H taking it.
I hope this is the match, though. Like, I hope, like, I mean, we had the first one where Orton won it. We had the rematch last month or whatever, or this month, whatever it was. But I hope, like, this is the one that's going to seal the deal, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope one of them, like...
You hope this is kind of the end of the program.
Not the end of the program, but I just hope, like, if Daniel Bryan wins, they keep the belt on him, and then, you know, they go from there. I don't want them to take the belt off of him, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Let's add somebody else into the equation. Make it, you know, Orton, Daniel Bryan, and...
It's not like how Stone Cold was, you know, you get stripped, and then you give it to Kane, and then he's stripped, and you give it to Kane, mm-hmm. and he's stripped, and you give it to the Taker, you know? If they added two more people, then it makes sense. Mm-hmm.
I just want to see Dan and Bryan or somebody. Like, I want to see something else happen with it. I want to feel like they've moved up in the storyline. Even though I'm enjoying it. I want to see something. I want to see something else happen with it.
Well, I hope they don't go further with the whole Brie Bella engagement thing, you know, that they did with Orton. What was that, last week or the week before?
I thought that was awesome. I was finally waiting for them to acknowledge the whole Brie and Daniel Bryan thing. And last week when he went out to the ring,
you
and
see
he hugged her and kissed her. No, I'm talking about when D-Bry walked by her, and he stuck out his hand and held it, and he hugged and kissed her, and then he kept walking, mm-hmm. when all the superstars were, like, cheering for him as he was walking out. I thought that was really cool, because I was waiting for, like, the emotional piece to tie in from it. I'm still waiting for what I thought was originally going to happen was when everybody's beating his ass, she was going to run out and, like, lay over his body, and then they were just going to take her out of the picture.
You mean Alita and Matt Hardy thing?
If you want to go that route, I mean, yeah, like Stephanie and
Stone kills him. Kills her with a chair.
But yeah, I was like,
Stephen Triple H will just come out of retirement just to kill people with a chair.
I was expecting that, but I mean, it's even cooler that the way it actually happened. It's just the only thing, honestly, missing from Raw, and I hope it doesn't happen, is the next guy that they put in the title picture between Orton and D-Bry is Cena. I want Cena to come back and be in the picture.
Dude, I would love to see it be CM Punk. But then again, because see, CM Punk is in that... Right now, they've kind of got him, like, almost, like, in the mid-card, I guess you could say. But it doesn't feel like it.
He's high
mid-card. No, because he's...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because he's Shawn like Michaels. He's having... Well, he's not Shawn Michaels. But he's having the European title mean more than the world. That's exactly what he's doing.
I agree.
I don't think his angle is more important, but yeah, you know.
No, it's not more important, but he's going out there and he's having, you know, all the good promos, all the good matches. Everything about what their angle's going for,
That has to be the main event of WrestleMania.
What's that, D-Bry and CM Punk?
Yeah, that has to be. Like, those two need the main event of WrestleMania. It needs to happen. But, like, nobody in the company right now is better than those two. Far none. Nobody is better. Like, that's the two best words. The only thing that you can do is make it a three-way and throw Cesaro in it. That's the only way you can make it better.
That would be great, but I don't think
that would be
bad. No,
I'm not saying that's
those
gonna
we
saying,
the people
the only
chance.
Thing. Yeah, dude.
Damn.
On Raw, they
don't even need to say it. They can just look at each other and put their hand on their chest, and the crowd will just.
It's so crazy seeing Swagger get heat, you know, because he's been in the company for so long, and that whole. Across the line thing is annoying, but like actually seeing him get heat behind him is so awesome to
Yeah, because forever he got nothing.
I love the whole him and Zeb Coulter thing, and now that even when he throws Cesaro in, it's even better.
Mm-hmm. You can go on Claudio, it's fine. He'll always be Claudio to us.
You gotta stay.
You gotta stay current.
Yeah, I can't keep calling Daniel Bryan Bryan Danielson. Danielson. You know, I'm not one of those.
However, they did call him that. On Total Divas.
Yeah, but
hell, said my
hell,
my
did you not hear
that's his real name?
Did you not hear them talking about him on commentary a couple weeks ago? They were calling him Daniel the whole time. They weren't calling him
Brian.
Yeah, they weren't.
Right.
They were going by his real name. I was like,
what the hell's that his real name? Brian.
You mean Brian?
No, Brian. They were calling him Brian the whole time.
Oh.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, he rehearsed it. Yeah. Said, okay.
Like I said, gas they current. Gotta confuse people too. That's how you get them. But yeah. No, that's one of those things where I want someone else.
Undertaker looks like he's going to lose this one.
WrestleMania 14.
Yeah, man. Wait,
didn't this already?
I got 50 bucks on King.
It's like the old ECW. Like, this guy, this watch guy. ECW at like at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunshine when yeah. they're like, and call in here about Goldberg's secrets and losses.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, Goldberg really lost. I got to call him. They got to tell me.
Man.
Yeah. I got 100 bucks on stuff.
Oh, man. Stick in the middle finger.
That's Meltzer.
No. Looks like but,
number yeah. one fan.
Right on the subject of wrestling, what I thought was really cool is about, like, what was it, like 2 weeks ago or so? There's this website called turnbuckletees.com, right? They have some really awesome wrestling shirts. When Edge came out on SmackDown, he was wearing one of their t-shirts.
Was he really?
Yeah, dude, and it was dope because they have,
I missed that whole
thing. They have, like, four, they have, like, four different t-shirts on the same concept, but they're awesome. Because it's, you know, the Abbey Road cover, the Beatles cover?
Right.
It's... looks like on, like, you know, like if it's the Beatles walking down Abbey Road, and then the guy on the front, Edge is spearing him. So, oh, that's yeah, cool. Yeah. He actually made another one recently, oh, where it's the first one is Jericho with the silver shirt, and the leather pants, and the ponytail on top of his head. The second one is when Jericho had, you remember, like the red ponytail and the
dipped ponytail that he woke up in
with the red clothes and stuff like that. Yeah. The third one is him in the suit, uh-huh. and then the fourth one is him with the light up jacket and the Speedo.
That's cool.
And on top of that, they released, like, what was it, Eric? Like, eight shirts?
Man, don't stop.
It's like eight of them. And it's, you know, like the Shawn Michaels, like his tights, his old school tights with the hearts on were broken. It's like a red one with the red and with the red and white zebra heart broken. It's a white shirt with the heart like that from the Iron Man match. It's got the red tights with the, remember, the heart with the DX on it. All the giant one with black the Texas X. flag on it.
That's cool.
And now, my favorite one, it's the teal one. It's the teal one from SummerSlam. Ah.
The one that we had the figure for?
Exactly.
I had all the figures. That was like, my first ever Jack's man.
Turnbuckle Tees, dude, they're doing
that. That's the figure that got you into buying figures.
To go back to the buying figures, yes. Yeah. You know what they should make? I know it's kind of weird, but they might as well make, since they have all of this with the Abbey Road deal.
Yeah.
But the Un-Americans. Go back, put Lance.
Oh.
Put Taz.
Man.
Put Christian.
That would be
awesome. Regal.
Now, they have a lot of cool t-shirts.
That would be really cool.
They were the ones that have the Nation shirt that I've been getting.
They had made two other ones, too, where it was like one of them, instead of the spear and Edge, it was Hogan in the big boot, and then they had one with this guy in the
super kick.
Oh, and they had Daniel Bryan with the...
They had the super kick one, Sean doing the Sweet Chin music.
Yeah, that's
the main guy.
Too.
But I think they need to do the Un-Americans, because they never got any credit.
Hey, man.
Hey, what are you talking about? They never got any credit. Lance held every belt at one time.
But that wasn't the Un-Americans. That was Team Canada.
Oh, you're talking about Test, Lance,
that's
Christian?
What I said.
Oh.
Tance, Christian. I can't.
Tance.
Lance, Test, Christian.
Tance, if you want to.
And Regal.
Oh, Regal.
Look, check out the picture.
Yeah. Oh, that's badass.
How awesome is that?
That is badass.
Oh, and the DX
type. So where is that? TurnbuckleTees.com?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'll plug it all the way.
They're doing... I mean, they've always had some pretty cool t-shirts, but with the recent ones that they've been doing, dude, they're doing it, man. They're doing their
thing. They're the ones that have the Nation shirt.
Yeah.
That's the shirt I've been... That's probably... One of those Shawn Michaels shirts will probably be my WrestleMania 30 shirt. If not the Farouk one. Unless they come out with something really cool before that, that'll probably be my WrestleMania seat.
Yeah, man. Don't forget, WrestleMania tickets on sale November 16th, 10 a.m.
So what is it, sixth year straight?
No.
Yeah.
It's actually
your firstborn?
Seven?
Yeah, seven, because we went to 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. This will be seventh.
This will be the seventh one straight.
Yeah. It'll be intense, dude. It's WrestleMania XXX.
Seeing the
They're
world.
Saying Val Venus is gonna return.
Yeah, but him and Fandango, the battle of the voice.
God, have you seen a picture of Val Venus recently?
No.
Yeah. Doing the role of the
dude, he like completely like, got like doesn't work out anymore. He's like all fat and flabby and crap. It's really weird because he always had that badass body and that.
And you
like,
don't remember he used
TNA,
to be
in TNA when he went over there, he was still looking decent.
No, did
you
dude.
You don't remember when he was like one of the tannest guys on the card? Now he's like as white as a ghost.
He looks like.
Well, that's what happens when you join the...
No, apparently everybody said that all he does is smoke weed and doesn't worry about doing anything else now.
So he is hanging out with Stevie Cool then?
No, he's probably hanging out with...
And The Godfather?
Probably hanging out with Sabu.
And Ivory?
Getting busted like RVD did. That would mean he's hanging out with the Godfather. If he's
but that's what I'm saying. That's what I said. The good father.
Oh God. The good father.
Okay, off the subject.
He's hanging out with the job.
Off the subject of wrestling, but let's get in that last question you were talking about earlier.
So something kind of random, it pertains to everything we talk about. I figured, you know, everybody has a different answer to it. So if you could sit down and eat lunch with three people, characters of everything we talk about, G.I. Joe characters, wrestlers, or Disney characters, who would they be and why?
Your question, you started.
No, you started. You had the best answer in the pre-show.
That was your secret answer that you
No, that's the answer I will never say.
Justin wants The Rock out of every category.
I will never.
He wants The Roadblock, the Dwayne Johnson as... The game plan?
I'll start it off.
The Rock himself.
I'll probably pick... out of Disney... There's not a whole...
It can be live-action character. It can be cartoon character. It could be character that's in the theme parks. I mean...
Man, I probably should have thought about this. Good surprise question, Justin.
Well, I did talk about it in the pre-show.
Off the top of my head... Disney stuff, it'd probably be Flynn from Tron.
Why?
Huh? Just because he's awesome, dude. I mean, you've seen the movie. He's super cool.
Of course.
Like, you can't beat that. Like, that guy just looks like he's gonna have... You're gonna have a good conversation.
Sam or Kevin?
It's Big Lebowski, bro.
He's talking about Kevin.
Come on, dude.
I'm just saying.
Now the son.
He had that awesome Ducati.
I don't mean to jump in too fast on this, but I actually watched Tron Uprising yesterday on Netflix. I thought it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty. I seen
the cartoon.
The cartoon. It's not too bad.
I watched like 1.5 episodes. I couldn't get into it. It wasn't one of those.
It's good, moving. But I can't watch cartoons.
It's slow moving. Right, it's slow moving.
My boy from Supernatural, Jensen Ackles, is in it.
Well, Elijah Wood's in it. Mandy Moore's in it.
Yeah, like those people don't matter.
Go on, Mikey. You have two more.
Okay, him. I'm not like big on the G.I. Joe stuff like you guys.
You don't have to pick anybody from it, but if you could pick three from any of the
No. I am gonna pick somebody though.
Okay.
If I had to pick anybody from G.I. Joe, just cause, bro, I'm gonna go with Quick Kick, dude.
Quick Kick.
Yeah, man. Perfect. Why not, dude? You could talk about karate and stuff like that.
But wait, which Quick Kick are we talking about? The one that is actually wearing the boots, or the one that doesn't have any shoes on?
Man, no.
I like the one. I think I seen. Doesn't he have like a white thing around, a white like bandana around his head?
Like that Daniel Sunbandana.
White bandana, no shirt.
Yeah,
sack.
Exactly that one.
But he's wearing boots.
All right, wrestler.
Wrestler. You know what though? I'm not even. It's not even going to be.
It could be alive or dead.
No. He's alive. Obviously Macho Man would be really cool, but just out of like personality alone, I'd probably pick Kevin Nash. Because Kevin Nash is probably the funniest out of all the stuff that I've seen, shooting interviews and stuff like that. Kevin Nash is probably the funniest fucking guy out of all of them. If you watch a shoot interview with Kevin Nash, you're gonna laugh probably 80% of the time. Because those stories that he tells and the personality that he's got.
Best you got.
Yeah, dude, he can talk to you forever about stuff. So I'd probably say Kevin Nash. So remember, I'm just going off the top of my head.
You're gonna catch a couple F bombs in there. Fuckity fuck fuck. That dude dropped so many F bombs, it's unreal.
Yeah, man, but he's awesome.
Shoot. You're gonna make me go now? You're the one who's getting ready to go somewhere else real quick. You might as well hit your three first.
Wrestling wise, I would want to say The Undertaker, just because he's like it's everybody's like greatest story that they hold. Like, nobody's ever had anything bad about to say about The Undertaker. I just don't think me and Undertaker would have a lot to talk about unless it was wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably say, I don't want to say Shawn, because Shawn might talk about Jesus the whole time. And as much as I love Shawn Michaels, my first wrestling figure, greatest superstar of all time, greatest wrestler of all time.
So who are you going to pick?
I would have thought you would have gotten Pillman on wrestling.
No, Pillman would work me the entire time, bro.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, that's what I was probably going to say. It was probably Pillman. I'd probably go with Pillman on wrestlers.
And that's why I said alive or dead. That's why...
Disney... Well, if it was going to be alive, it'd probably would be Jericho or Shawn.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Jericho.
I was going to say Jericho. That's probably Jericho, my actual would be super pick.
Cool too, yeah.
My actual pick is Jericho or Pillman. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Toss up, heard.
Disney. Does Han Solo count?
Yes.
Han fucking Solo. Nobody is cooler than Han Solo. And not even, and like, he can leave and then come back as Indy. And it, you have the greatest actor of all time. No, I'm going to pick Han Solo for that.
Heard.
Hands down, Han. You know I'm going to end up saying Roadblock.
Of course you are, because he's...
But if I can say Slaughter, I get a double... But Slaughter's kind of... I've met Slaughter. Slaughter's kind of a...
But that's the difference, though. The G.I. Joe Slaughter and the Wrestling Slaughter are two different Slaughters.
Yeah, but it's the same guy. He's going to charge you $10 for a
picture. No, he's going to charge you... As a cartoon, he can't charge you for that.
I'll probably...
You can say Roddy Piper, so I go back on quick. I go back on quick pick, and I pick Piper.
Damn.
But Roddy Piper is a Joe, though? He's a Cobra, so...
I don't care. It's Roddy Piper.
My favorite G.I. Joe is Roadblock, but I'm going to go... I would eat with Chuckles. Hell yeah.
And
Chuckles.
You know what? I changed my Disney Chuckles one. I change everything. No. Well, because remember, Disney did have rights to Ninja Turtles or whatever, so I picked Super Shredder.
You did double.
So I go Jericho, Kevin Nash, and Roddy Piper. It's all wrestling.
Hey, and if you wanted something else, you just pick the Russian from The Punisher, because they own that too.
That is Disney.
Yes.
Kevin Nash for everyone.
Yes.
It's just like your old Rock thing.
Yeah.
Well, you picked Roblox.
No, Chuckles. It would have to be Chuckles. Because I was going to say...
All right, and Justin saved himself for last, which means they're all going to suck.
Yes, that means they're all going to suck.
The Rock, The Rock, The Rock.
Go ahead. I hope you know these off the top of your head. You've been thinking about this forever.
Yeah, this was his question. Well, and by the way, if I could pick a Disney one, I have no idea who it would be if it was not Solo. That's why I picked on Solo. I was like, man, screw it. He's the greatest character.
And don't say Walt Disney. That's cheap.
Well, because he's not a character, it doesn't count.
Sure he is. He's Mickey. He was Mickey's original voice.
There's a lot of...
And I walk away.
There's actually a lot of speculation that that's not true, but anyway.
No, that is not true. Whoever says that that's not true is... Yeah. Oh, man, what if I could hang out with Eric Matthews and Mr. Feeny?
There you go. You forgot about them, huh?
Nah, I don't care. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'd rather hang out with Sean.
For that, I say Cody from Step by Step. Go ahead.
Mop and Glow.
Well,
No, you could have said Robin Williams.
That's true.
But it depends on which Robin Williams you're looking at.
The genie. It's Robin Williams as Robin Williams. That's...
But he could also be Robin from...
Timekeeper?
Return to Neverland. Or what was it?
He wasn't in Return to Jafar. King of Thieves.
Yeah, but that's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about the thing that was in the Magic of Disney Animation where he joined Peter Pan.
Which was?
I can't remember the name of
that's
it right.
That's right.
Now, but I'm going blank. It does exist.
Yeah, the game.
Or the Timekeeper.
Or the Timekeeper. That's what I'm saying. Or Professor Brainerd from
Flubber.
Dude, you have Robin Williams as Robin Williams because that's who the genie was. It was Robin Williams.
Justin hasn't even said one.
I'm trying.
No, I pick Steve from Full House as my Disney. No,
which version?
Because he's going to be eating anyway.
Well, Disney is either going to be Captain Jack Sparrow because he's just out of his freaking mind.
That's a girl pick.
Or. Or.
That wanted to be sexy Johnny Depp.
Stop it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Or Launchpad McQuack.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Launchpad, but he'd probably mess up the lunch. It's Launchpad.
Well, he's not cooking. He's sitting there. He's eating with you.
No, you know he's going to mess something up.
He's got to crash something.
Oh, screw.
Oh, Kermit the Frog.
That would be kind of cool. But Fozzie might be even cooler.
Yeah.
Because he'd be sitting there saying Kermit's stupid jokes Kermit, the whole time.
Kermit can stand next to Walt, bro. Not many people can do that. Vince, Kermit, and Walt. That's my piss. No G.I. Joe needed.
I would pick Aladdin just so we could talk about John Stamos the whole time. Alright, so you said those.
Well, they're Disney characters.
Okay.
They were in The Living Seas.
G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe's the toughest one of all for me.
J.
But, I'd probably go cop out and go Commander. Just because I want to know what the hell.
Man, more cheap Pete, bro. Look at you, man.
Man,
Jack Sparrow.
Next thing you know, he's going to say John Cena, bro. Just, let me just pick the.
Yeah, who do you want to meet? Hulk Hogan, bro?
No, I don't want to meet Hulk Hogan. I don't like that guy.
Sting.
Yeah, Sting. There you go.
Sting.
Sting's still wrestling?
With his shirt on.
Why Cobra Commander?
Because he's just completely out of his freaking mind. And he always has been, no matter which entity you had. If he was the cartoon version, the comic version.
He was a snake once.
He was a damn snake once, for God's sakes.
He was the president of the United States.
I mean, how many people can say they were the president? Oh, well, the president usually is a snake, isn't he? And I'm done.
What?
Okay. And you're wrestling?
I'm going to have to go Hall.
Scott Hall?
I'm going to have
man,
to go
I
Hall.
Was going
to
say that, but he'd drink me under the table.
He would.
Not even. I don't want drinking Scott Hall, man. I want current Scott Hall. Scott Hall is...
It's got to be Razor.
Nah, bro.
Or,
sober Scott Hall is so... Like, don't get me wrong. Drinking's... Like, you know what I mean? Drinking's cool with me. I mean, I obviously don't have a problem drinking. But, dude, Scott Hall sober is so much more on his A game.
Oh, yeah. We were listening to that. We were listening to a couple minutes of that Stone Cold one in the car the other day.
Yeah, man.
Him off the bottle, who I think is JR, on the money.
Or, I would even go Sonny, just because it's Sonny.
Yeah, she could tell you how Shawn Michaels' dick tastes.
You'd rather not hear
never
that.
Never mind, I changed my intro to Sonny.
She can tell you who tastes different, that. Shawn or Brett.
She can play the game who's in my mouth. But anyway, or...
Who really won the Iron Man match?
Or I'd even go as far as Stu.
Yeah?
Just because he had so many wrestlers... Mm-hmm. Either throughout his company, in his dungeon, you know, all the wrestlers he raised, for God's sakes. I mean,
you mean Brett and Owen?
Brett and Owen, and he.
Did,
I mean, and in a way, he helped raise Bulldog and Neidhart and Natty and Tyson and, you know, Harry and the whole.
And next week we bring you the question: three characters you would not want to have lunch with.
Nah.
No, that's not next week.
No?
What? It's next month. But yeah, it pretty much sums up the podcast then.
Yeah, I guess that's
we don't really gotta plug anything if they're listening then. Unless you guys really want to do it, go ahead.
Unless they're brand new listeners.
Facebook?
Yeah, you know.
You know, Facebook,
Instagram, YouTube.
It's all the same.
We're trying to get the Twitter back up, but we're not posting up as it is.
On Twitter, it's hard to post up.
Facebook is our mothership, is our headquarters.
Twitter, Instagram, you'll see everything we got going on.
We're going to see it first.
And then we do still have an email if you want to contact us. I mean, it is.
I'm trying to get a personal video.
knowing is half the battle.